Turcotte.
Hello. Yes, sir.
Well, have they loaded you down since you've been back?
But it's, yes, sir.
It's awful to come back.
I'm over in George's office now. We're talking about what I'm going to say tomorrow with Arthur and Paul McCracken.
Right.
And I've got to testify tomorrow.
I see. That's right. You're going to testify tomorrow.
We just finished the cost of living council. We came up here for a few minutes, and we'll
see
another
fine,
5 minutes
fine,
or so.
Fine. Well, I'm glad that we determined to go forward on this speech to the Congress. I think that keeps the monkey right on their back, don't you think so?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I sure do.
I haven't got a hell of a lot new to say, except that we are going to have an ongoing program, that the freeze will end, but that will be an ongoing program. And then, of course, I think just lifting the curtain a little bit on some of that stuff we heard this morning isn't a bad idea. What do you think?
I agree with that.
You don't, doesn't bother you, does it?
No, sir.
And it doesn't bother you to...
No, sir.
Remember that we want to examine tax policies and a lot of, for the future. I think that the only way you're going to keep them, John, from loading this thing up with a damn Christmas tree is to say, look, let's look at this later. I don't know whether that'll work, but what do you think? What did you think of that cockeyed thing of muskies?
Oh, well, that's ridiculous.
My God, I mean, $100 for anybody that'll buy anything but an automobile. Now, what's that prove? I don't know. I just couldn't believe it. I mean,
Well, of course, they're all desperate.
Yeah.
You see, they're all desperate.
That one I just thought should be laughed out of. They'll ask you about it tomorrow, I'm sure, but they may not. They may not.
They may not.
Because,
but they're all desperate to try to grab something and to try to make an issue and to try to distinguish somehow what they want to do as opposed to what you've already recommended. And the truth of the matter is you've just substantially blown them out of the ball field.
Well, we covered the base too well.
Yeah, sure. They're not even in the game at this moment.
Yeah. Did the meeting you think the Japanese meeting is well set now, do you?
Yes, sir.
I think so.
I don't know how much of that you're going to have in your speech, but if you're going to get into that general area or long-term goals, if you have any time a little later or tomorrow, I'd love to spend 10 or 15 minutes with you. Just I had a long visit with Henry at lunch today.
Yeah, he told me about
and,
that.
And he was going to visit with you, and I don't think there's anything that you ought to necessarily get in your speech, but you oughtn't to foreclose any of the possibilities either.
Right. Foreclose them in the...
In the speech, I mean...
In the internet.
Yeah, in the international field, I just leave it open as you can...
Right.
Be,
don't worry. Don't worry.
I just think there's a... He and I discussed some things that I think we really need to sit down after you...
We're in a strong position.
Absolutely.
And I feel so strongly that we don't want to, John, to rescue this international monetary thing too soon. Let it
well,
stew.
We can't, and that's what we want to talk to you about. About how you structure this thing, because you got a problem of negotiations that may go on for a year, and frankly, I don't think you've got the setup to carry on these kind of negotiations. And that's what I wanted
to talk to you about. Okay. Well, don't worry. I won't have to foreclose the damn thing, because I believe that. You know, having taken this enormous risk, which many thought, well, you remember what the dire predictions were.
Right.
By golly, we've now bought the time. And
no question about it. Now, they're plotting against us.
The Europeans?
Yes, sir.
Sure.
No question
about
it.
Sure, so we plot against them.
But
that's the way we're going to play the game.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's right. Incidentally, you would it had warmed your heart to hear 40,000 milk producers. My God, that you were right. That's an organization.
Oh, hell, it's the best. It's the best in the country.
They had 40,000 in one room. You know,
isn't that amazing?
In that McCormick Hall, the darn place I'd never seen. It's the size of 3 football fields.
Did they give you a good reception?
Oh, they cheered and yelled, and you know what I mean. Of course, particularly when I talked about the fact that. That people ought to work rather than be on welfare.
Well,
that's what they like to hear.
You bet it is. That's great.
I'm going to put that in the speech too.
Well, I think that's the line you have to take now. And I think that's the line you have to take on this budget. I think you have to be tough on the budget.
I am. I'm going to say that we've got to be restrained and that we can't have tax cuts without spending cuts.
Right.
Right.
Okay. All right, sir.
Fine, John.
Right.
Thank you.